in a barrel on Tinder over there. So you kind of have, well, it's just pretty great. Pretty. I think it's self-explanatory, really, on what, yeah. It's not tough.
Okay, well, let's move on to what I think about Tinder. I did create a Tinder for myself, but not because I was looking for a hookup or because I was looking for a boyfriend. I was actually on Tinder because it was more of a social experiment and more to see what Tinder was actually all about. Because I had been single for about a year and I was bored. And I remembered from OkCupid back when before I had a boyfriend the first time around that it was a very big ego boost. So I created one just to see what Tinder would be like in that aspect because I hadn't really used Tinder. And it's not much different. The guys were just swiping right a lot. And after day two, I had about probably 60 people in my queue of people who were messaging me. And it's a little bit overwhelming, I would say, but it's not. I don't know. To me, I was more teasing them in than actually getting them to come hang out with me. They would very obviously try to make me go out, and I would just push it further and further back. I'd say, like, no, I don't have time. I don't have this and that. And it was more, for me, it was an ego booster because everyone was saying, like, oh, you're hot. Nice butt. Oh, you're so flexible because of your yoga pictures. Why don't you come teach me yoga? Can you add to that, DJ Mio? Did you see other girls that were like that? No? Where you saw them and then you thought that, wow, this girl, okay, what let's clear that. What was interesting to you? What turned you on? Let's just say that.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Sorry, okay. It took me a long time to get to the point.
Girls that had a funny bio or showed some form of wit and intelligence were more attractive because you keep a conversation going. If you can keep a conversation going, you can usually convince them to go on a date with you. The ones that give you like two-word responses to what I think are funny comments and funny pickup lines, you know, if they're too dumb to pick up on it, then you can't really go much further with it because it's texting. You got to have some form of intelligence and vocabulary in order to take it anywhere. And then obviously attractive pictures are great, bikini pictures,
but you're saying that face. how did you make Tinder work in places where people didn't speak English then?
Well, in Asia, to be honest, a lot of women over there like American men and white men, and the whole white on rice yellow fever thing. And, and it is
I can see how being a white man in a primarily Asian environment would garner a lot of attention.
Yeah, and there was definitely a language barrier, but you knew if they thought you were cute, you knew pretty straightforward that you knew that they thought you were cute, and then from there they just kind of initiated a date where you said, "Do you want to get together?" They'd say yeah or no, and generally, they're going to want be the one who knows the city better. Like, I went on two dates in Saigon and Vietnam, and I didn't know where we should go or anything. So they're just like, I told them what hostel I was staying at, and they just came and picked me up. And we went on a date. So there it was pretty, yes, I want to go out with you. No, I don't want to go out with you. And then once you got together, you kind of just put together the broken English and hand gestures, and you had a good time.
It's pretty interesting. So, obviously, when you went to, when you were using Tinder in another country, you weren't looking for a relationship, right?
Absolutely not. The one girl definitely wanted to keep me in Saigon for the rest of eternity, but I had places to be, baby.
Well, that was sad. I hope.
Well, we left it on good terms, and we both knew what it was, and that's okay. I still actually keep in contact with her, and she's got a Western boyfriend now, and her English has improved greatly, and I'm very happy for her.
That's good. That's good. On that note, I have met a few guys, actually, on online dating. I'm not going to say Tinder because I don't talk to many people I met on Tinder, but definitely OkCupid. I still talk to a few people that I met on there. And the thing is, yes, it's online dating, but it's also, like today, everything is online, correct? So communicating with another person is so easy, as easy as just opening up a message and writing to them. So yes, I do. It's also a good way to just get to know people, which I actually want to add is that somehow all of the boyfriends I've had, actually, I shouldn't say all of them, I haven't had that many, but the boyfriends I've met, I have met on online dating. So, and my reasoning for this is that I was bored of the men that were around me, or I just didn't feel like I was connecting with the people in real life so much as I could talk to people over messaging. Though many people would say that relationships that are formed online aren't as real or as impacting, I disagree with that because I feel like it gives people a different medium to explore each other on. I felt like the more you spoke online, the more you actually got to know someone. Or that's just in my opinion. What do you think? I was talking about how forming a relationship online is somehow not, I wouldn't say a better way to form a relationship, but it's definitely a different way to get to know someone. What do you think?
It's kind of the way our society is going, just since most of our day revolves around working through the internet for school or professionally, then it makes sense that we get to know each other through the internet these days, and it's very acceptable to meet up with people through the internet. You have a bigger pool to choose from now, whereas you were kind of limited to your neighborhood or your city. Now you can expand your search and you can see anybody who's on that particular dating website in the area. You may never see this person in regular day life, but you see them on the internet, and that gives you a chance to talk. Had there never been the internet, you might not have ever met that person. And I think the taboo of saying you met your significant other online is decreasing. It's become pretty socially acceptable, and especially among millennials.
Absolutely.
And frequently you hear conversation and have conversations involving online dating. You hear it on the street. It comes out of my mouth plenty.
Well, I mean, before that, there was the issue of catfishing, and people were, it was really sad to have an online girlfriend, right? It was.
Oh, yeah.
people would make fun of each other for having an online.
You were a total square if you had like an online girlfriend in the past, and now it's like.
How'd you meet your girlfriend,
That
bruh?
Online girlfriend is now out of the computer. It's not like Weird Science anymore. It's acceptable and normal.
It is. It's very normal. Like my show, The New Normal.
And catfishing is kind of exciting. You never know what you're actually going to get when you go meet up with this person online.
You know, I don't think that the term you're looking for is catfishing.
Maybe not, but you never know what you're going to get. And I think that's part of the excitement of online dating, is this person could be lying to you.
I think.
And you never know.
Well,
I know for sure I always carried a knife with me whenever I went on my first Tinder date.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time.
Uh-huh.
Just in case.
You didn't stab anyone, did you?
No, I have not had to use said knife. It was always the person who was going to be. I never had.
Are you slightly disappointed that you didn't have anyone to stab?
No, I'm not at all, because I would have been greatly disappointed if it had not been the attractive lady that I had arranged a meeting with.
Oh, okay. Sweet little angel over here.
No comment.
Okay, so on that, actually, now that you're reminding me of catfishing, there's this new show on MTV called Catfish. Called Catfish, where they actually, they contact, or people are allowed to contact them if they have any suspicion that someone may be catfishing them or their friends may be being catfished. So you can contact this crew, this team of two men, and they will do this whole research and this whole investigation. And I think it's pretty interesting, but you know, it's the last one that I saw was on this girl who used this famous vlogger's name and used her and actually stole that girl's identity, this famous girl, and started talking to other people, acting like she was her. And then she even created separate accounts for this girl's ex-boyfriend, this girl's mother, sister. So this girl had created about 10 different profiles around the single famous vlogger, and she catfished this poor guy, and the whole reveal was really actually kind of disturbing, because it was disturbing and sad, because this girl, in my opinion, was obviously, she wasn't that attractive of a girl, and she was obviously looking for some form of connection, and she did it the wrong way, obviously, by pretending to be someone else, and the whole thing was very cringe-worthy to watch. I was just cringing the whole time, because how embarrassing to get caught catfishing someone. But it's on MTV. It's a good show. What do you think about the show?
Catfishing's bad, okay?
Yes. He doesn't like the show very much.
No, not especially.
Well, from a female standpoint, I love the show, so you should try it.
I probably will not.
Okay, well, it's time for another break, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be back with you in just a few moments. DJ Cool Kitten again, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, And my show is called The New Normal, and you're listening to it right now. And my guest here, DJ Meow.
DJ Meow was an actual cat that we knew in college.
He's about to tell you about what DJ Meow is.
Oh, he's an actual cat. He was really cool. He'd always come over and hang out at the college house my freshman year. Sometimes he had just killed a bird. He was a stray. He'd be like covered in blood, and we'd come over and hang out after he ate a bird.
Cool story, bro. Yeah, so apparently DJ Meow is actually named after one of the cats that followed him and his friends around on campus.
That's the long and short of it.
Yeah. And sometimes he brought in dead animals.
He did. He was very good at hunting. I had a lot of respect for that cat. Long live DJ Meow.
Cool story. Okay. So, at the beginning of our show, I had mentioned that I would talk to you about Match.com and some other forms of social media dating other than Tinder, which we have primarily been talking about, and OkCupid. So, I'm going to go back to those things for a brief moment. Match.com is actually a website that you can sign up for free, and then there's a big long questionnaire that you can fill out, and they will match you with people depending on what you filled out in your questionnaire. And I think that I lived with my cousin for a while in Southern California, and my cousin actually created a Match.com profile for herself. And mind you, this woman is married with 4 children. Two of them have disabilities. So she wanted to do it as a joke because she wanted to see if any kind soul of a man would want to date her if she were a single mother with four children and 2 with disabilities. And she actually ended up getting a few matches, quite a few actually. I think she said it was like 13, about 13, excuse me. And and it goes to show you that there are, I feel like she was about 35 the time that she had created this profile. So there is someone out there looking for anything. Or, I'm sorry, that's not worded correctly. Well, whoever you are, there's someone out there for you. Don't you worry your little behinds. So, Match.com, it has 17 million active monthly users. So it is fairly popular. The one drawback is that you can only use it to a certain extent before they ask you to pay for stuff for other accessibilities. And I myself haven't used Match.com, but it is one of the most popular in use right now. I feel like it's more popular for people who are already established in life and know what they want. Unlike, say, Tinder or OkCupid, mostly Tinder, where people on Tinder are mostly looking for a hookup or someone to keep them warm for the night. Yes. And then we're going to talk about, actually, I mentioned meetup.com. This is not a dating website. It's not primarily for dating, but it is a really cool place. I have used this. I have not followed through with my intentions to meet up with people, though, but I think it's very cool. I have dipped my toes into it. What meetup.com does is it gives you the ability to meet up with people with common interests. So it's not just a date, it's a place where you can actually meet a group of people that you have in common with. This is, my dad uses meetups, actually. I haven't spoken to him in extent about it, but he uses meetups to talk to people about real estate and other things. And my dad, this goes to show that online social, I wouldn't call this dating anymore since meetups isn't actually dating, but meeting people online is for everyone. My dad is in his 60s. He's a immigrant Vietnamese man. And he actually met some pretty cool people that he actually socializes with on the daily on meetups. So check that out if you get a chance. And the last one that I wanted to mention was Plenty of Fish. Okay, well, I have never used Plenty of Fish myself, but it has shown up on every single list that I found on Google. And what, from what I've garnered, Plenty of Fish is maybe a mix between OkCupid, Match.com, and Facebook, and Twitter, and all of those together, because it's because of its ease of use. And it does use, it also, it's like Match.com because it also has an option for, has a questionnaire that you can fill out, and it will match you with people depending on what you filled out in your questionnaire. Although, I'm sorry I can't tell you that much more about Plenty of Fish. But, yes. Okay, well, DJ Meow seems like he has something to say.
I do. I have never used Plenty of Fish, but I had an old roommate who used... She had Plenty of Fish come over to the house. Let's put it that way. It was... You know, she was not the best soul on earth, and she sort of attracted that in her male companionship. So there was a bunch of kind of scoundrelly men that would show up at the apartment from time to time. I don't know what the spectrum is on Plenty of Fish, what kind of people you're kind of attracting, but I had bad experience with it.
You used Plenty of Fish.
Just with my roommate. That was my bad experience. It's because she had all these fish coming over that were people I didn't want in my house.
So she wasn't using Tinder?
She probably used Tinder, too. She was probably using everything, to be honest with you. She's not a good person.
Okay, well, so this scratches out my theory that men are more thirstier than women, apparently. So,
yeah, I'd say a lot of times women are more about it than men.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so. They just don't admit it.
What did she tell you about Plenty of Fish? Did you actually have not a romantic relationship, but what type of relationship did you have with this woman? Like, did she tell you about
who, my roommate?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, I had no romantic relationship with this roommate, but she had a lot of romantic relationships with the fish. And they were, I just didn't want them at the house, to be honest, because she would just get them liquored up and then lure them into her dungeon of a bedroom with three cats, and it was just like, oh, can't believe I lived there. To be honest.
Okay. Moral of the story is that if you're using any form of online dating and you live with another person or other people,
I think that Plenty of Fish and Tinder are like the bottom feeder apps. And maybe, you know, Match and the pay sites and the ones that you see advertised on TV are kind of more for the classy adults who like to
absolutely this
sip
is what
wine after
about
a long day of work and eat some lobster bisque. Whereas Tinder, you're
definitely
going
in Marin.
You're
think.
Going to McDonald's and eating some greasy chicken nuggets and then finding a couch.
I really enjoy this, that you are describing the people as fast food restaurants or restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You think that that Plenty of Fish is the McDonald's of online dating?
Yeah, but I don't know what that would make Tinder. Tinder would be like Jack in her crack, which is Jack in the Box for you lay people.
Well, so that being said, what told you that a woman was more than just a hookup?
On Tinder?
On Tinder, yeah.
Well, they were all kind of just hookups, but to be honest, I've kept in contact with many of them because, yeah, it was a hookup, but they were people. It wasn't like I was just like, I'm going to piece of meat and get out of my face forever. It was like, oh, I actually talked with them and communicated and formed a relationship. And some of these girls I've known for like 2 years now, and, you know, they're still living in Massachusetts or Kentucky, and it's like I still say what's up and check in to see they're doing okay. I mean, even in Saigon, you know, making sure that people are okay because I actually cared about these people. Because they're people. You know, it's not just a hookup. It's a person.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you were dating, I mean, dating, I guess when you were starting conversations with these people, were you actually planning on being in a relationship with them or?
Absolutely not.
That was, okay, so what changed your mind if you ever did?
Well, they would just have to jive with me, you mm-hmm. know, be a matching puzzle piece.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Some were.
Well, let's say, obviously, when you went on a date with this person, would you know within 5 minutes if you knew, or not within 5 minutes, but within a certain amount of time, would you know if this person was like, oh, relationship material, oh, just a one-night stand? Was there any indicator for those ladies out there who are trying to actually find a relationship?
I wouldn't say there was necessarily an indicator. Like, there was definitely more attraction to some than others, but who was to say if it was going to turn into something greater, especially when I was traveling? Like, it's not going to really turn into something more, except one time I got in a cross-continental relationship, and, oh, man. That's where Tinder got me good. So, you know. I digress.
You know, that's a long distance relationships are a whole nother show.
Yeah, so that with traveling, I did my best to avoid getting into any kind of relationships off Tinder, regardless of my feelings, because I'll let you figure it out on your own and learn your own lessons, but long distance relationships do not work, as I've been in several, and same story. But, you know, learn your own lessons. So I usually left it where it was after I had moved to the new city or state or country, because it's better to quality over quantity, just spend a good amount of time together rather than a drawn out period where it just gets worse and worse and worse and harder and harder.
Yeah, and this goes with any relationships. Don't even just mention long distance ones, you know. But like I said, it is possible to find love online. It's very possible. Actually, it's normal. I know quite a few people.
I do know people who have gotten in relationships off Tinder. It's just it's got a certain stigma to it.
It does.
Like, if I were, like, say I met my wife off Tinder, like my wedding vows, I would have to, like, mention Tinder in there, and then when I talk, like, talking to the grandkids.
I feel like that's going to be a new thing.
Or the, like, children, and I think it will be a new
thing. No, it will be a new thing.
But they're just going to be like, you guys met on Tinder, really?
Well, okay, not going to lie here. I met my boyfriend, two of them online. And I had to explain to my parents that I met these people online.
Yeah, and that's another thing, is explaining it to the parents, because they're like, what are you kids doing?
Yeah.
Isn't that dangerous?
You know, it's not as dangerous anymore. Just be smart about it.
Carry a knife.
No, don't. Actually, mixed feelings about that one. But definitely meet in an open area where there are a lot of people.
Yeah, well lit. Not at midnight at a bar. Never done that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, never done that.
Nope, never done that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Maybe at Marquette in Milwaukee. Again, college towns. That's where you want to Tinder.
You know, that brings an interesting point to light, because I have seen a lot of our Dominican students on Tinder. I'll be swiping and I see, well, not anymore, obviously, but when I did, I've seen a lot of my peers on Tinder, so I know a lot of you out there are using Tinder. It's just like, it makes me wonder how awkward it is to run into these people. But
especially if you had, like, messaged each other and then you run into them during daylight. Oh, and after 9 p.m., prime time Tinder.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
What are your tips?
After 9 p.m., 19 years old.
Swipe.
Oh, just swipe. Now that Tinder makes you, like, pay for swipes, just swipe right on everyone, because they always line your matches up front. So, I mean, even if you get someone that you don't think is attractive, at least you know what you got. Like, you caught all the fish you were going to catch. Like, yeah, you might throw some back, but you caught them. And it's more fun to catch something than to just sit on the boat with your line in the water all day, just doing nothing, taking a nap.
Oh, the fish.
Yeah, back to the fish. So after 9 p.m., 19-year-olds, they just left home. Swipe right on everyone.
First of all, to those of you 19-year-olds listening,
don't listen to me.
No.
Don't be that person. Don't prove my theory right.
Keep your legs closed. It's classier.
Yes.
But then again, college is where you experiment and have fun. So
just don't screw just up too bad.
Be smart about it. Don't have babies too early.
Don't do that. I'll bite my tongue.
Oh, okay. But yeah. So now that we're nearing the end of my show, I kind of wanted to share with you some of my personal experience on OkCupid and some of the weird messages that I got. I don't have them saved anymore. I was looking for them when I was doing research for my show. But actually one of them yesterday I saw, and it was, I believe it was, "Hello, lovely lady. I'd love to worship your feet," and something about there. Actually, let me find it. It is. Actually, I'm sorry, you guys. I can't find it right now, but it was definitely very weird. There's a lot of people out there that are interested in things that you may not be interested in. Try to kind of overlook those people or be open-minded. Don't be rude. There are a few instances where I feel like some of the men that were messaging me were pretty petty, because I would turn them down and then they would openly insult me for things that were completely opposite of the things that they were just saying. So for those of you out there who feel like you're getting insulted for no apparent reason, don't listen to the people online. It's nothing against you. Some of the people, like I said, I made my internet dating profile during a really weird time of my life where I wanted to explore, and so are these people. So online dating isn't 100% positive, but it is a new thing. It is becoming very normal, but like everything else in this world, you have to take it with a grain of salt.
Have fun with it and try not to hurt people with it.
Try not to hurt people?
Yeah, try not to hurt people. Just have fun. Be nice.
True. I feel like that can be taken into a lot of different contexts, though. Try not to hurt people.
Well, just have fun with it.
Yeah. Try not to get hurt. That's a better one.
Yeah.
I feel like there are many people in this world, and there are many people on the internet, and you just have to look out for yourself. Don't hurt people, but definitely don't get hurt. Value yourself. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we are at the end of my show, but again, I would like to remind you guys of the show that is coming after me, and it is called The 808, and it is with the lovely Miss DJ O'Alohe. Ho'Alohe, yes. I was close. But she talks about everything Hawaiian and more things that I don't know about. So listen to her show. She's a lovely girl. All right, bye. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.